Michelle Campbell's son Ryan had achieved his dream. Despite an Asperger's diagnosis that made life challenging at times, he was living independently in North Dakota, pursuing his lifelong passions of hunting and fishing. But less than a year after he moved to the Midwest, Michelle's daughter noticed Ryan wasn't posting on social media as he usually did.
So I immediately called and we couldn't get through. And then, of course, I had the contacted the police and they went out and they had found Ryan in his apartment. He had died via gunshot wound to his head. We were devastated because he had been doing well. He was happy.
That was in 2014. Since then, Michelle and her family have held fundraising events on behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Foundation President Bob Gebbia says over the last two decades, families like Michelle's have helped grow the foundation from a $700,000 nonprofit to a $25 million organization. Gebbia says the foundation takes a multi-pronged approach to preventing suicide.
We invest in research. So we right now are spending about $13 million in current research studies, looking at everything from causes to new interventions, testing out things that would work to help prevent suicide.
Such research, Gebbia says, has shown that identifying people with a history of depression or anxiety and targeting them for early intervention and treatment reduces the risk of suicide. But for that to happen, those people need health care. Gebbia is critical of Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. This year, the foundation is focusing on its goal of decreasing the U.S. suicide rate by 20% by 2025. It's a lofty goal, to be sure, since rates have been slowly increasing for decades, up 7% in the past 7 years. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, WHYY News.